a word for you from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Now, you may not see it yet, but this actually contains a warning and also a gracious promise too. But firstly, the warning. We very glibly, very easily quote this verse to try and make ourselves feel better, to feel more positive. If God is for us, who can be against us? But remember that there is a big if at the beginning of the sentence. If God is for us. Well, he has shown his willingness to be for us, because it goes on to say, God did not spare his very own son. And if he didn't spare his own son, what else will he withhold from us? God's love is there for the taking, for the thanking, and we can receive his love. However, should we live outside of his love, and we are living inside our own will only, as the whole of chapter 8 and the chapters before that speaks about living according to the flesh, well then, verse 31, we need to be very careful, for we are walking on thin ice. And then the if applies. And you must honestly ask yourself, is God for you? If God is for you, now in the present tense, not just according to what he's done on Calvary, but whether you have received it, whether you are walking now with this victory, if you're living according to your own sinful self, then, of course, you will find that God is against you. For instance, there's the verse that says, God resists the proud. Well, God is not for the proud, and if you're living in your own pride, God is fighting against you. If, however, you lovingly and thankfully submit to what God has done for you, bringing your sins to him in obedience, you'll find that God is for you in every way. And that is why this is also a wonderful promise. Leli verse li sitembiso esimanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu akagodlanga ngisho nendodana yakhe. And if that is the case, he gives us all things. So, struggling Christian, God is for you. Now make sure you are for him.